When a severe storm hits, hail and high-speed winds can cause excessive damage to your home. This can lead to blown-off shingles, broken windows, siding damage, and leaking inside. If you suspect your home has been hit with storm damage, contact CNN Construction today. We are a proud GAF Master Elite contractor, offering free exterior home inspection for storm-related damages. CNN is a reputable licensed roofing and general contractor working hand-in-hand with insurance companies and homeowners every step of the way through the difficult claims and restoration process. We will meet with your insurance adjuster to discuss the damages to your property, the value of those repairs, and the scope of work needed at your home. Our skilled team has you covered and will leave your home looking brand new. Give us a call today at 844-415-ROOF. Or visit our website at cnroofs.com for a free exterior inspection. CNN Construction, we find the solutions, not the excuses.
Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest-running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Storm! Damn. What the whistle?
It's I Got Some Shit to Say to podcast, man. We're back. Like, we don't stop because we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right. R.I.P.
Wizzle Fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, right next to me, man. It's good to see you, man.
Hey, man.
I got
ChadOrbsTV.com.
And down there, that was the first peep he made. I was about to say he ain't made a peep yet, but as you can hear of that cadence down there at the end of the couch, it's the one, the only.
Mildred in the building.
Big Mildred.
That was a really good one, though.
Hashtag Big Mildred.
Okay. The tone of that particular Mildred, I think that may have been the drop, bro.
I was trying to get it out.
I'm going to have to go back and grab that one and give you a button for that, bro.
Okay.
That way, when unfortunate evenings when you're not around.
Mm-hmm. We still have some Mildred.
When we mention one, we'll just hit the Mildred. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
All right, stand.
I like
that. Moving forward.
Yep.
Good to see you, fellas. We hope our viewers and watchers are doing great, as always. So when this is coming out, we've been working really hard.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, we've been working extremely hard. There's a lot of content from Show and Prove Entertainment coming down the pipeline. Stuff that we continuously warn you about. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably talk about a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right? But Stamp. This one's kind of tricky. But the importance of this one is very high.
Wow.
Yeah, big wow. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In the past, when is this coming out, Chad? We've established that. Just so we can put the date in our head here.
Let's see.
What's today's
date? The 19th.
Today is May 19th. So hope everyone had great Mother's Day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're past that now.
Mother's Day, right, yeah. Right, coming up on Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Right. But this episode number will be like 178.
Okay, yeah.
And we've been warning everybody for our dedicated listeners and watchers that we have big aspirations for episode 200. Chad mentioned just on one of the previous episodes, just one or two ago, that it's funny that episode 200 is going to fall around our 2-year anniversary.
Right, I mean, right close. I mean, a week away from the actual date. Yeah.
What a ride it's been,
man.
Mm-hmm.
But our 200th show has to be big.
Yep.
Normally, for All right, well, I can't even say normally. These type of milestones just don't really exist in this world. You know, like, luckily, the way episode 100 fell great because we were at Tailgates and Tall Boys. That was our first, like, out-of-town trip as a pod. Yeah. Unfortunately, one wasn't with us that trip.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But Jelly was sat down with us for what we called the 100th episode. It just worked out so great. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our 50th episode. We didn't do jack shit. Me and Chad got together and called one 50-piece nugget.
But we went over...
We
broke down the first 49 episodes.
Which, like, it was fun, right? Yeah.
But we could have done it then because there wasn't that many. We can't do that now. It's too many to...
It's so many.
It'd be a four-hour episode.
150, Adam Calhoun.
Highest viewed episode today.
Facts.
Strug's episode.
Shout out Adam Calhoun. I need Strug to pull back up.
Yeah, shout out to Jelly for...
Shout out to Jelly. You know, those are like some of our biggest episodes to date. You know, the ones that we're kind of touching around. Like, we try to recognize these milestones as exactly what they are. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of work we put in over here, bro. A lot of content. And even beforehand, like, we were talking off camera before we recorded tonight about how much content has been coming out of ChatArmsTV.com for so many years. It's like crazy. We were in a rabbit hole of our own shit. We're trying to give y'all some reactions to some of this stuff too.
Funny shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Funniest shit y'all never seen.
It's gonna be great.
We got some plans for that type shit. There's so, if you guys are unfamiliar, like, I mean, I'm sure you're not, but ChatArmsTV.com or ChatArmsTV YouTube channel is a motherfucking rabbit hole of everything we sit here and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And then for us to sit here and talk about it like we do, when to go back and see the footage of it.
Yeah.
And see how involved, it's so crazy to watch.
Yeah,
it's wild.
We were watching footage from 2009 earlier, and it was just like, wow.
And it's crazy for us to see it. So I know it's going to be like, damn, to some of y'all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment, man, it's the same people that you done grew to love. You know what I mean? It's just in a different time.
Right.
I think what I'm going to do, too, before this episode drops... I'm going to make a playlist and call it like throwback something.
The beginning.
Yeah. And then we'll put like that batch of videos from 2009 to 2011 in one playlist where it's easier to find them because it took us forever. It's my YouTube channel and it took me forever to get to the videos because there's not really a quick way anymore.
No, there's really not.
Used to, you could switch it from most recent to the oldest and now YouTube doesn't let you. So it's like, you have to scroll through when we have 1,100 videos on ChatArms TV.
That's so crazy.
So,
hold on.
Yeah.
That's for you, Chatty.
So, but we'll put that in the description. And so if y'all want to go down memory lane, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tap in. It's so great to watch. We don't do that often. And to do it today was just, I don't know, perfect timing for me. I don't know.
We had some downtime, but me and Warren wrote a new song, fun fact. Yeah. And shout out to DJ Chill. And while we were doing that, we had some downtime figuring out how we were going to go about the episode. So we just threw on some old stuff, and then it just went into like an hour rabbit hole.
Right. And that was a rabbit hole just leading to that. You know what I'm saying? I was just talking about like how much content, how hard we've been working. You know what I mean? And we have no aspirations of stopping at all.
Right.
Like there's no, you know what I mean? Like there's no, it's, we're all fully focused of what's happening right now, and like we're all fully committed and we're along for the ride, but we are not losing sight of episode 200 of this podcast. We have fucking worked so hard. I cannot believe that it is right around the corner for us.
Yeah, bro. It is.
We told our listeners or watchers that we were putting something together in partnership with someone else to bring whoever gives a fuck our first live episode with a live audience.
Yeah, so
and we're talking an audience.
Hand claps for that right there.
Yeah. So, so just to break it down how that's going to work.
Let's go.
It's going to be filmed in front of a live studio audience. We're going to be selling tickets. Squints is going to break that down in a minute.
A big audience.
But it's not a live streamed episode.
No.
It'll be premiered just like a normal episode will be.
Yes.
But it'll be shot in front of a live studio audience. Now the good thing about that is we're going to give you stuff for the live studio audience that's not going to go on the actual episode.
And there'll be stuff on the actual episode that comes out that was not part of the live deal just because of logistics, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so there'll be Easter eggs for people because I know everybody can't make it. So, like, we're going to do some cool – we got some cool ideas for episode 200 to sprinkle in – around that episode.
Right. Facts.
But he's about to tell you about how that works, but I was just precursoring that so people don't get confused.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's so exciting for us right now. We have partners with Six Square Company. Jay Lawrence. If you guys go, I don't know what episode that was when Jay Lawrence came through here and we called.
The Six Square Academy one?
The Six Square Academy. But shout out to Jay Lawrence. Shout out Yella. We have partnered with them. They've had a wonderful thing going on locally now around Nashville with in reality, what they've been doing brought my ears to one booked upcoming guest, female vocalist.
Okay.
And our good friend Jake Whipple.
Yeah.
Right? If it wasn't for the events that they had been putting on, Six Square had been doing recently based around R&B, you know what I mean? With a real chill scene, you know, they got a good look going on over there. This is going to be a different type setup for this live podcast.
Episode 111.
I've been there personally.
Yeah, one went down there.
I've experienced the way that things are set up. It's an evening. It's an event. It's dope.
So
it really is.
It is locked in. Mark your calendars. July 28th. July 28th.
Friday night.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I got some shit to say. Filming of episode 200 live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tickets available in the link below.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In the description, in the live chats, and pinned in the comments section. So,
fun fact.
Bring your asses.
In this discussion, we cannot verbally say the location because there's still logistics involved.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter where it happens. It's between a couple of establishments.
Mm-hmm.
It's logistics right now. It doesn't matter.
Right.
July 28th.
Oh, it's happening.
Tickets available in the link below.
Yep.
Tap the fuck in.
Yeah.
We going live, boys.
Live, bitch. Hey, don't bring your chick if you don't want to. No, I'm just playing. I'm just
bruh,
bring your chick, man. Have fun.
Episode 200. It's going to be packed with live shit. Like, I'm so stoked to do this in front of a crowd and to do what we do.
This is going to be crazy, bro. Like, I got some cool ideas, too. Like, and we, like I said, your tickets.
Get your fucking tickets.
Because there's going to be stuff on the live that you're there to see that we won't be able to put on YouTube. And I don't mean it meaning it's going to be real crazy shit. But I mean, we're going to do certain segments that are just for the crowd that paid there.
It's so,
you know what I'm saying? Facts. Just to give an exclusive feel to it.
Facts. Meet and greet opportunities will be available.
Yep.
Yeah.
If that link's not already available below. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There should be tiers to this shit. We can't wait to just get in front of some of you people that are some of our dedicated watchers and listeners, man, are the people that we owe the most to and that we are so thankful for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And doing how we do this, this is our own shit. This is our own setup, our own studio type shit. Like we do this in the comfort of our own surroundings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you've had the opportunity to be in this room, good for you. But we've continuously been asked for opportunities to just come see it and to, you know, to just, and then people that fall up in this room opportunity wise, it just are kind of, they're like, bruh, it's so crazy to watch y'all do it live.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a vibe, man.
Like, it is.
Yeah. Even like how it is now, like the people that sit on the side, they feel a part of it.
Absolutely.
They feel like they're in the conversation, and that's how we want it for when we go live. That's how it's gonna be when we go live. So
yes,
come on out, man, and fuck with us, man.
Yes, Leroy Biggs will be there.
Believe that.
Yeah, for sure.
Done. Stamped.
Believe that. Some more friends.
Never know who's gonna pop in. We'll just say that.
Let's just leave it there.
We don't even know at this point. But just stay tuned. There's gonna be special guests.
There's all politics and logistics involved. Everyone's initial thoughts start going certain ways. Use your brain for a minute. There's logistics and there's things going on all over the country and world around that night and that show. We're lucky and happy to have the opportunity with Six Square to put on this amazing event for you guys. We cannot wait to bring I Got Some Shit to Say live for our 200th episode, a filming of our 200th episode recorded live.
Man,
God.
That's going to be fun, man. That's going to
be dope, bro. Because I've looked at
We talked about nerves and anxious and adrenaline. Like, bro, when I say that, I'm fucking ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be dope, man. Like I said, I've been watching, you know, I follow a lot of podcasts, whether it's comedy or I even watch a few wrestling ones, and they do these type of events so ever so often.
Yeah, hit the road.
And they do it. We're going to kind of be like doing it that same way where we film it live in front of a studio audience, and then there's exclusive content that only the live audience gets to see.
It's like a special.
But it'll be, yeah, it'll be dope.
Like a comedy special.
Yeah, so it'll be cool. You never know what's going to happen, obviously.
I can't wait.
But it's going to be a good time, man.
But don't sleep on the tickets. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad we have this opportunity with Six Square to put on this type of event and to have this type of planning that's going to go into this type of event.
Yep.
With opportunities for everybody to get it to come see us do our thing, but also have an opportunity for meet and greet and us get an opportunity to meet some of you guys means everything.
Yeah.
But I'm so thankful with the help of Six Square that we're announcing the date now verbally, like to be able to say it now and to say July, end of July.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got time, but these fucking tickets better go.
Yeah.
Man.
Are they going to go?
If y'all rock with us, man,
they're gonna go.
We need y'all to rock with us this night.
It was
like, dude,
oh, we kicking
this
it.
We
kicking it. If they don't come, that's on them. They're gonna miss out.
But not only is it a celebration, bro, it's an opportunity.
Yeah.
Like the way that we do this, I know that night's going to be epic. To do this show in front of a live audience and to, you know, pull some tricks out of the hat type shit. There may be some performances along with that night. We mentioned this.
Because we, you know,
believe it.
Your boys are working on music too.
Yeah,
that never stops, bro.
No,
but
still, we took a break.
But all the people that's around us, you know,
everybody's working on music.
There might be some stand up comedy. You don't ever know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the you know, and then based off the talent that's been in these chairs at the desk, you know, like.
And you also get a chance to see some people that you probably haven't heard of. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
We're always tapped in, man.
Very, you know what I'm saying, beautiful voices.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's an event.
It's going to be an event.
It's definitely an event.
Don't sleep on these tickets.
And y'all, the vibe is like a grown feel. So it's like there's going to be some like super good positive vibes, man. It's going to be a great time, man. Shout out to Jay Lawrence. Shout out to Yella.
Bring your old lady. Bring your mama.
Yes.
Man, bring your sisters. Bring everybody.
If you bring your mama, you better keep her away from one.
Yeah.
Mildred.
If you bring your mama and she got that, you know, keep her away from one.
I can't fucking wait. Yeah, shout out Six Square, bro. We're ready to go.
Fun times, dude.
But yeah, July 28th of live filming of our first live recording, but in front of an audience. And with the uncertainty during this discussion about not being able to disclose like the location, it just in this conversation, while that's unfortunate, it's not, because it literally determines capacity. And I know when we announced this fucking shit on May 18th, that by July 28th, we got enough of y'all fucking with us that we can pull this shit off.
Oh yeah.
This, like back to the opportunity part, bro.
You better jump on that quick.
We can fucking pull this off, bro.
You better jump on that quick.
We're gonna pull it off.
But I'm talking.
Motherfuckers is gonna come, and it's like you say, capacity. Yeah. If you miss out, if you get there late and ain't no more, then you just missed out.
Capacity is an immediate question.
Yeah, and the good thing about this is, if everything goes well, it can be something we do, and you know, again, yes, in the
to
future
to
for another episode.
And 300 or you know, this could literally
make every 50 or even not 50, even if it's every 100 or something.
That's the opportunity portion. Like that's what we value most with Six Square, other than the friendships we withhold with those guys. Like those are our friends, but at the same time, they're putting us in a position to where we can present this thing to a capacity level to continuously do it at that level. And I have no doubt in my mind that whoever's at this couch, we're good to go. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Don't matter how much time we have to prep. It don't fucking matter. Just turn these mics on and let us ride these waves, and we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And building that confidence over the first 200 episodes of this fucking shit we call a show Like, bro, I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to meet some of our fucking amazing supporters.
Absolutely.
Bro, man, hopefully we got, man, yeah.
Hey, this, it's going to be a night. It's going to be a night, man.
Can't wait.
Hell of a night.
Can't fucking
wait. Oh, we need the return available now.
Yeah. Available now. Tap the fuck
that.
In.
Believe it. Definitely.
Bro, and you know, back to how hard we've been working, man. So much music on the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's
music on the way, videos on the way.
Bruh.
And we back in the bag.
Yeah, we're back in our bag big time. Like, even today, work nonstop. One was here last night, work. This morning, yesterday evening as the sun went down, fucking we was working, watched the fights, got right back to work.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, kind of the same shit. Started brainstorming early this morning. Chad got here way before this podcast started recording this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked video shit. We've talked.
We wrote a song too.
Fuck that. I'm saying it. Yeah. Dude, I've got two of the hottest fucking Chad Arms records in the past 24 hours. Chad, fun fact.
I agree.
I've listened to that song.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds crazy, but Chad knows why I'm telling him this. 32 times on repeat.
That's what's up, no.
Yeah,
which comes.
Chad's like, stop
soon.
Doing it. Wait till it comes out and then stream it that way. But right?
No, it's gonna be good. It's gonna do good. Shout out to Dub 3030. We back at it.
Man,
baby.
I love that
30,
guy.
30.
You're pulling up soon,
Jim. Don't make me go get that button, man. Yeah, shout out Dub 3030.
But we what's crazy is the last episode that we did with us three was the
therapy session,
right? And we talked about me having writer's block and we
facts.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation mixed with a conversation that one had with me, mixed with conversations that you've had with me and that Mel's had with me, all, you know, like not this podcast, but just in addition.
He's back, baby.
Oh, it finally just.
Damn it, boy.
He's a problem, man.
It's been a problem, man. But this, I'm telling you, Chaddy, you already know how I feel about these last two. One of them.
Shout out Coco
particular.
As well.
Yeah, shout out Coco for sure. But, man, the Dub record is. Love it.
Yeah, man,
I can't wait for y'all to hear it. We've already got Al Martin Place ready to fucking rock. We just need a date on that release, which will be coming soon.
And we've got a music video on the way.
Oh, yes.
I don't know about the shoot, but we've got a music video and a single dropping soon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So aside from this announcement today, if this is May 18th,
I don't know for sure. Just know, I don't want to say a date because it's not locked in yet, but I just know that it's coming.
There's a new
single dropping. Myself, I'll announce it here right now. Myself, Fade Eastwood, and City Paper, who are legends in Nashville. Fade Eastwood is one of the reasons I started rapping because of songs I heard that he produced for Bezel Gang, Starlito, etc. He produced the track, and then I talked him into doing a verse because Faye used to rap back in the day. He did songs with me and Squints and a lot of us. Well, then Paper hasn't done any music in a few years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the interview.
I'm talking about slapping.
Oh, man. It's called Flowers.
That motherfucker is slapping.
Yeah, bro.
City Paper and fucking Paper.
Dude.
The City Paper and Faye Eastwood are fucking legends in this
man.
City.
Yeah.
But the fact that Chad managed to get them both on the record.
Yep.
Fate produced the record.
Yep.
And he has had this motherfucker
2 years
in his back pocket.
And it's a crazy it's a great fucking record.
And to know that those two particular people, Fate Eastwood and the City Paper, are coming out for a video for this.
Bro.
Like this video shoot
is your boy.
Nashville shit.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Like, the city's got to come out for this. The city, because in longevity, the city will always appreciate this video. Like, the way this one's going down, it's going to be a fucking movie.
Mm.
It's just like such a fucking.
It's an anthem, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Flowers. Produced by Fate and featuring Fate and City Paper.
Great record.
Salute to both those guys, man.
Can't believe Chad's had it 2 years.
Yeah, well, the thing was, I didn't put it on Dedicated because we did no features on Dedicated.
No features on Dedicated.
So, like, that's why I held it. And then I just kept holding it because I was like, well, let me just see what I want to do with it. And I wanted to get it all right, you know what I'm saying? But Fate, it's definitely going on my album, Live Forever. The name of the album is Live Forever.
Coming soon.
We're working on it. Hopefully when this drops, we've already got a few more songs recorded. But we got Troy and Emmett on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One's working on his solo stuff. He's already got solo stuff ready.
More videos.
It never stops. Matter like fact, when, the yeah, video we were. I'm sorry, one.
Go ahead.
The video we were scouting though, when I said we were talking video shit, that was something for one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's so much, many wheels turning my fucking head, bro. When I get so excited,
it's so much to do, man. So you know, so much room for activities.
Yeah, man. There's so between that and then like. One solo stuff, my solo album, and then our collab project, Troy and Emmett.
Yeah. But these two new records I just got from Chad, bro.
The two new ones. I think by the time this drops, there'll probably be a few more because I got a few more I'm working on. But I hollered at a bunch of different. You're going to see a bunch of different production on this album.
Man, if you ever seen anybody through a door, like just bust through that motherfucker, like the kicking that bitch, yeah, just kicking that motherfucker. Like that's how bro came out of writer's block.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. We ain't gonna warm up. We ain't gonna stretch, man. We just gonna go for
what's a writer's block. I think it's so dope though that that happens. So, like in reality, when we're recording this, it seems like in our mental state that's like right on top of that episode. But when this comes out, it's not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I'm only saying that to bring more recognition as to how quick Chad snapped out of that shit, bro.
Yeah, it's weird how that works, bro.
It's so weird that he was talking like this. That long, literally that short amount of time ago,
yeah.
And then I'm sitting here like fucking wanting to hit the arm of my chair about one of these two records, and both of them are fucking crazy, but one of them in particular, bro, I've had on repeat for 31 plays.
Yeah, man, it's
bad motherfuckers, man.
31? Did I say 31?
31 or 32, I think.
Shout out to the 30s.
But they
shout out Dub 30.
Man, we just I'm just glad that I'm back at it. And like I said, the production on there already. I mean, songs that I've already got finished is Fade Eastwood, Play That Beat, Wee Wee. Of course, he produced the one me and Church did. Shout out Church, that's going on there. Of course, that's the name of the album. So of course, that song Live Forever is going on there. But Coco the Monster, the one that's been on the pod.
The Monster.
He's doing a lot of Broadnax's new stuff. Shout out to Broadnax.
Shout out Broadnax.
I'm looking at working with, you know, a bunch of the people that's been on the pod before. Like Chino's working on something for me. Shout out to Chino. DJ Chill.
Yep, DJ Chill. Yep.
You know what I mean? So yeah, like we're really tapping in. Killa's been working.
But from like the For Dedicated to be like such a fucking solo mission, it's like now get in your bag, bro. Use them sources. Let's have fun with this one and fucking it's dope. And I love the fact like we're getting to that bar to where it could come out tomorrow, and the records just start coming. I love like this part.
This is the most fun that I have when I make albums is this time frame where I'm like five songs in.
Yeah.
And I'm like everything's flowing well.
Yeah.
And then I can just start seeing what comes out of it.
Yeah.
But this time I'm not doing everything on my own because I'm going to reach out to like, it's going to be feature heavy, but there's going to be some fire ass solo tracks as well. But
right.
Ultimately, dude, it's about the flowers video.
Yeah.
We don't have the extreme amount of details to give y'all right now. But like that's the next announcement, so be ready because that fucking shit is gonna be, memorable. It has to be, bro. Like that video's got to be special, and I know it's gonna be. I just want everybody to be a part of it or have the opportunity to be a part of it. Yeah. So details coming soon,
and not to mention me and Leroy are working on Bad Habits too.
Facts.
We're about five songs in on that one. Shout out to Rizzo.
Yeah, shout out to Leroy. But you mentioned the Troy and Emmett, and fun fact, these boys are writing.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah, Troy.
They were working on a record this afternoon. What was I doing? I was sitting right here doing something.
I don't remember.
I got to get on my shit with Troy and him. There's some verses that I got to catch up on.
Oh yeah, but that's nothing, bro. Like that's already got some.
It got some.
Bro, it's got some heavy. Obviously, they already know that Church is on it because Church did three songs with us. The one that we got Church on for the Troy and Emmett is just a hook, but it's a banging, and it's completely different than Work and completely different than Live Forever.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, it's called On a Whim. It's really dope. We got Trapper Mandel and Troy Money on the album already.
Yep.
Obviously, Squizzles will be on there. We got one with Lord Rogue in the works. Like, we're working with a lot of different, with Chucky V. We got Chucky V that we're working with again, of course.
Chucky V, man.
Don't give all the gems away.
I'm gonna just say this right here. I'm waiting on that song with Chucky V to come out.
That's a banger, dog.
That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just along for the ride.
Stone is another one we're doing on
that. There's so much.
Shout out to I'm not gonna say no more. I've said a bunch.
And I'm not, I'm not even saying I'm like overwhelmed. I'm so excited about so many different things that we have moving right now.
Mm-hmm.
All with like we going. You know what I'm saying? And on we go.
Believe that shit. Hell, I'm already working on the next series of EP.
Facts.
I mean, on the next EP.
I was going to say series. I was like, Jesus Christ.
My bad.
No, I totally understand what you were saying, though. Hopefully, I knew what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when y'all, the music for me, for y'all, from y'all, is just like, yeah, it's fuel for the fucking fire. You know what I mean? Like, it keeps this motherfucker burning even hotter, dude. Like,
for sure.
I love the fact that one's doing those EPs. That's such a dope idea.
It really is.
And I can't even lie. Like, the way that I'm creating, I was over here sitting like, man, wonder if I should do an EP before I drop the actual album. But we'll see.
I don't think there's no wrong to this shit anymore.
No, there's not. We're fucking going to do what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
Like where we are on our fucking lifespan.
Do whatever the fuck we want.
It's like I woke up, bro, and I was like, motherfucker, you don't have that much time.
There's
left.
No time meaning, to waste, bro.
And I don't say that much. I'm like, meaning like, life's
no
short.
Time to waste.
Yeah. And when I realized that, and I was telling Mel this the other day, everything just fucking, it's like all that shit that was clouding me was just like, it just moved the fuck out the way.
No time to
and
waste.
Now it's like I see that canvas again. You see what I'm saying? Before, I couldn't see that shit. I was too worried about other shit or just floating. I was too busy floating through.
I posted on my story yesterday on Instagram.
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, oh, I'm so glad to have you back, bro. That shit's fucking fire. But on my story on my IG last night, I reposted something from somebody posted. I you know, everybody jumps on your stories. You just watch stories. And if I like one, I'll just reshare the shit immediately. And one hit me. I don't even know what it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But it said that average age of retirement in the United States is 65, right?
Yeah.
And life expectancy in the United States is 76.
Yeah.
That means you got 11 years to live. When it's all done, when you're done with work, you know, when you can finally stop working, you got 11 years to live, according to those statistics.
Fuck that.
Start living that shit now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, tomorrow's not promised. And I'm so glad that we continuously have had this mentality of just creating and producing some of the hottest shit. I've been so lucky to be a part of, like, that part of it, the music part. But to, like, flagship it with Chad Arms TV and like us watch 20 like fucking 15 years worth of YouTube videos before we started today.
Mm-hmm.
Like to see all that come full circle where we are now as like grown men and to have the mentalities we have and to know the things we know and to be as wise as we are now.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna sit here and act like I know we have what it takes to take this thing wherever we want to go with it.
Believe it. Mm-hmm. Believe it.
Like, no,
most definitely. I think it's just all about just keep fucking going.
Keep going.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep working. Dog. But like Chad said, like, bro, like you keep going, bro. Like, when is enough enough?
It's not.
You know what
not.
I'm saying?
No.
If we're here, we should be working. We should if we want to fucking be seen, we should be seen. If we want to go live, we should go live. Mm-hmm. If we want to take the show on the road, we should go on the road. If the guys want to start booking tours, let's book a goddamn tour. Yeah. Let's fucking go, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's go. Like, now is fuck. It's so exciting to me, dog. Like, I'm over here, like, I'm ready to hit the gym and miss every shot I shoot. But I'm shooting, goddamn it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to keep fucking shooting.
No, nah, definitely, man.
Bro, no time to waste.
No, nah, man. And the dope part is we see that it's not for nothing. Like, there's fruit that's being grown from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Motherfuckers is calling. Motherfuckers is showing recognition. Motherfuckers is letting you know that, hey, all right, I see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm intentionally doing things to let you know that, hey, I see you.
Yeah.
Right.
And when people, when people approach us, bro, and they're like, Chad, I love Dedicated, bro. It's just amazing. Or like, guys, I love the podcast. Y'all been going hard, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, man, what we only, y'all only see what we show you, and you only hear what they put out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But there is so much fucking grind in between this shit, bro. It just does not stop. And that, and for all of us to be like in that zone,
man.
Show and Prove Entertainment, like we are fucking
that's crazy, going.
RP Wizzle.
RP Wizzle, for real.
RP, bro, man.
Yeah.
And y'all get to share that with us, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best part. Like that's why I'm so that's I can't wait for episode 200 just for that fact. Is that motherfuckers will finally have an opportunity to come see this live. And like I said, Leroy is 1,000,000% a part of this conversation.
Believe
Leroy us. Biggs will be in the building for episode 200 filming on July 28th.
Absolutely.
For sure. Amongst plenty.
It's finna be a good night.
I'm excited.
Hell of a night.
I can't fucking wait. Shot hell of a night. Available now.
Shot a hell of a night, man.
You know what, man? I might put that shit on, man.
Put that shit on.
I might just put that shit on,
my man.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking about...
If you wear a suit at the couch, bro, I'm gonna fucking laugh at you.
I just have to.
I could probably be in a suit, too, and I'm still gonna laugh at you.
How are we gonna do that, anyway?
Maybe we should all wear tuxedos.
You ain't gotta put a suit on to have that shit on. You can, you know what I'm saying? You can be fly with... Still,
or my bathrobe.
Okay. I'm gonna dress like Cousin Eddie from Griswold.
I'm gonna dress like Gumby. I'm gonna get a Gumby suit.
We're just gonna be, and then
fuck that, man. I'm getting fly.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah,
I mean fly for me.
Nah, but hey, hold on, man. Give yourself some credit.
Nah, bro.
Rubby got them clean on some of y'all. For real, let them play,
all right, bro. We finna. I didn't tell them one of these storyboards we're on right now that we're working on.
Man. Hey, man.
Dapper him down here soon, Bubba.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I can't wait to see that.
Well, you don't. Where you come out? Which one?
Oh, just.
Yeah, yeah. They don't
enjoy
know,
the ride,
they don't
know, Chatty.
They don't know what we're talking about.
Buff him loafers, baby.
Yeah.
Pop in some brand new pennies.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out Penny Loafers.
Shout out Penny Loafers with no socks.
I got that shit on.
Shout out Antonio Brown.
I thought he was coming back
to NFL. Now he's getting sued by tons of people.
Arena football team owner.
He's going to get owned, bro.
God bless.
Hey, he posted up. I saw him with them big ass Astro boots on.
Man, dude, that's just so weird.
That's crazy,
bro. If I ever wore something like that, bro, y'all know I'm
slap me in the mouth. I'm Neil Diamond.
What's that?
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Neil Diamond. Oh, what a great episode that was.
That moment is one of my top five favorite moments from the podcast, bro.
I have so many favorite moments from the show, bro. That would be
500 miles is another one.
Facts.
When me, you, and Leroy sing that.
See, I could probably name five, and then you name five, and totally I'm like, different. Oh, wait, that has to be one of mine, too. You know what I mean? Like,
you got any off the top of your head you can think of?
Well, five of them?
Or no, just a moment from the...
Man, bro, I gotta go back to the Halloween joint, man.
Exactly.
Man.
So we need for episode 200, man. Like I said, for the live audience,
we can do memory lanes.
There'll be things that won't be shown on what y'all see here on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
But there'll be things here on this show that day that they probably didn't see at that show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna be kind of weird, but I think that's something that we definitely need to experiment with. But going up to that is like some of our favorite moments, and maybe put some a little montage of that shit together to roll out around episode 200.
Yeah. We could do like the episode before. We could make like a
Let's do that.
Like a compilation episode of best.
Right before 200, we'll do like a almost there or something.
Best of the first 2 years or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That'd be fire, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about it all. What's that clock say?
I have no clue. I can't see.
I think it says 37.
Shit my pants
forward slash squish.
Not even .com.
Shit my pants forward slash squish. I'll have to take that out.
I thought you said squish.
I'll take that part out. I'm so superb, man. Don't pass out, bro.
See, you play too much. You play too much. You can't be doing that, bro.
My bad. Shout out to Jerry Garcia, though. You know what I mean?
Shout out Jerry Garcia. Yeah, about
shout out Gary Garcia.
Shout out Gary Busey.
We finna have so much motherfucking fun. Yeah,
dude.
Right? It gets exciting, dude. You start thinking, your blood boils.
Man, it does, man. It does, especially with all the ideas that we got, you know, and stuff that's going to be like a part of it.
Yeah.
It's exciting, man. It's going to be a good time.
Sky's the limit. But as always, without these guys watching, listening, and just, you know, listening to y'all's shit and just continuously sharing and you know, swinging for us and you know, helping the word of the podcast spread and us doing what we're doing here. And we need y'all's support more than ever, man. Like, we're really making fucking noise out here, dude. And we're doing it out the mud.
Yeah.
Like talk your shit, Chatty. While we continuously have cosigns along this journey, motherfuckers lose sight that this journey was paved by the people that are on this show. The people that have came and contributed to this show, salute to them. We love them forever.
Of course.
For it.
Always will.
Exactly. But self-propelled. You know what I mean? That's my ultimate, like, end game, end result, is that this bitch is out the fucking mud. Man. Self-propelled. Boot self-propelled. Straps. Self-funded.
Boom.
By our goddamn selves.
By our goddamn self.
Bro, that was like a rendition of one of the videos we watched earlier. When I,
Bro. The Chad and Squint show in Night Vision in the Chrysler 300 on the way back from David Ray's.
Gems.
Chad D-Ray.
Hey, man, see, and just in case y'all don't believe that this is them, and this is their actual personality. Everybody up here is being themselves. This is how we kick it. This is natural. This is genuine.
Yeah.
This is us. You know what I'm saying? So when they say that you see some of them old videos from back in the day, you still see them being them. You know what I mean?
No, for sure. Like
it's man, y'all,
there's so much shit to it. You could, I don't even want to point y'all in any type of direction. The best thing, I got to say this, the best, like, old school, like, when we go back and we watch, like, old performance videos or, like, old little, like, day in the lifes is what Chad used to call them on Chad Arms TV. And he'd do, like, a video just built around that artist that's mentioned in the headliner. But back then, dude, Chad put together three blooper reels for Chad Arms TV content, and they were called the lighter sides of Chad Arms TV, right? The lighter side, volume 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
And, bro, when we watched... We watched tons of we literally killed like an hour of time watching just old performance videos of us and some of those day in the lives. And then we ultimately always end up on the lighter side of this.
Oh, yeah, man. Those are fun.
They are fucking awesome. But to see some of those people that are in those videos.
Yeah, man.
Is so crazy to fast forward where we are now. And unfortunately, some of those people are not with us no more. And even like amongst the crowd, we see people that may not be around no more.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But to see like some of the people we came up with and where they are now, you know, for the up or the down, you know what I'm saying? Like some people ain't with us no more for certain reasons. And then some people have went through the roof with this shit, you know, but to see some of those videos and know the time we've put in doing that much of it.
Yeah.
To lead up to now and to have the mentality we have at this very moment in time, dog.
So put this in perspective real quick.
Go.
We watched a video of us performing Cold Cash at the Rutledge with Jelly Roll, right? It was 2010.
Yes.
Sorry. When we watched that, today when this is being filmed, the night before this is being filmed, last night, Jelly got brought out by Morgan Wallen in front of how many people?
60,000.
Something like that, 40-something, 47, 50,
so that just put that in 14, 13 years.
It was an Ernest Morgan Wallen show, and Ernest brung him out on his set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so anyway.
Put that into perspective. That's just one of the...
And we watched the video, the Cold Cash video. On that stage of that performance we watched, it was at the Rutledge. I'm on stage, Chad's on stage, Jelly, of course, is on stage, Worm is on stage. Tone is on stage.
Shout out Worm, or RIP Worm. Shout out Tone. Shout out Lex. Lex was on stage.
Lex was on stage.
Bro.
So many, I'm missing, there's so many names we're not naming.
I'm sure.
But they are on this stage. We watched a video besides.
Quick Money was on stage. Shout out Quick.
Besides that video, we watched another video from that same era at the same spot.
Yep.
Shaking it. And Yella from Six Square was on stage with us.
Yeah.
Like the nostalgia.
Ice Cold J was on there.
And Ice Cold J. Shout out Ice Cold J.
Yeah.
But the nostalgia involved with those type visuals and to be, I don't know, man, just to go through so much life from then to now and to realize how fucking silly we were and it was never, it's not like being where I'm at mentally in my life right now. I don't look at none of that shit as time wasted. I don't look at it.
No, bro.
No, or of a missed opportunity or like fucking off. I don't look at it like that.
It's all part of the story.
It's just part of the story.
Yeah.
Right.
But also where my head's at right now in my life, I can't wonder, but how long is this story? Right?
I don't know.
And I just, back to like to the point, there's no more fucking time to waste. The fact that we are all in this creative mind state right now, and we have each other for support, and we have people like these people right here listening and watching us and supporting us and fucking motivating us and encouraging us.
Yeah.
Like it is fucking fuel for a soul, bro. Yeah. I'm trying to fucking put it in perspective. Like I've been really aggressive this episode.
And it's the best time to do it.
Bro, we announced our 200th fucking show tonight, bro. Yeah. We are rolling into details for our 200th show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
Oh, and too, going back to that video too, as far as perspective, the 2010 video of the Cold Cash, one is in the crowd, bro, like getting hyped to the song.
Yeah.
We didn't even know one yet. Like
fight.
We didn't even know one yet.
Nah.
Or it was right around the time when we met you and like,
because
you joined Show and Prove shortly after, but.
Right, yeah, around the whole time that the Trap House shit was popping off.
Yeah.
But I didn't even realize that I was in that video.
Yeah, but neither did I. We were watching, and he was, like, in the crowd. We was like, is that you? And he was like, yeah,
it's me. There wasn't no question. It was like, there's one. There's only one.
Yeah.
One.
Big as hell in front of the state. Then that part right there.
Ugly in the motherfucker.
I object.
Gentlemen.
I object. God damn it. That boy look good. Check him out.
I tell y'all what, man. I couldn't imagine any other fellas I'd be willing to ride this thing called life with, man.
Man.
I appreciate the fuck out of y'all motherfuckers, man. This Show and Prove shit is thick as blood, bro. Yeah. We've been doing this shit a long time, man. And call us old men. Call me an old man. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Fuck all that shit.
Fuck
all
that, bro.
I'll take it.
To sit and to just go down that fucking rabbit hole this morning of all that time and work and commitment and dedication and time, just so much of it, dog.
Man.
And to never lose sight of each other, and I don't know, man. I'm just in my feelings today or some shit. I can't wait to just keep applying pressure.
Well, see, and I started the last couple of weeks, like I've had like an awakening almost, bro, where instead of looking at it like I'm fixing to be 40 at the end of November, right?
Shout out 40-year-olds.
Instead of me looking at that as dreading that and like I'm old, I'm like complete opposite now where I'm like, I'm just glad I'm here this long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because so many people hadn't been able, you know, can't say that.
And considering the shit that we've done to ourselves.
Oh, bro.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, dude, the self-indulgement of shit that can fucking take me out of this bitch.
Man.
Is ridiculous. Like, just the carelessness. Just even from health to fucking, you know, just taking care of your body and shit, bro. Like, I'm at a part of my mind state, bro. I was like, bro, I don't know how long we here, dog. So we got to make as much fucking noise as we can.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's the way that this content that's getting put out to the world is like more direct towards like being, you know, like this inspirational shit that be out and this motivational shit that tries to get you to unplug and focus on you. And, you know, like all this, like, I love that shit.
Yeah.
But what's so fun, I swear to God, I'm not being any way when I say this. But I was already on that shit mentally. I really was. And like, I started seeing it more and more and more, like, when I needed to the most to know that I was fucking not crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No.
It's a deep, I'm telling y'all, man, this is a dark hole you can jump in right here.
Definitely. But what we got to do, man, is like, is stay focused, man. Keep going. The supporters is going to keep supporting us. And man, we taking off. Like it's because we're doing it. We're doing it.
Yeah.
You know
we're really
saying?
Doing
it's,
it, fellas.
It's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, man.
It's definitely happening. A 1,000,000%. I'm just saying, dude, like, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you never know. And I don't want to fucking not know.
Yeah.
I think
that's
why my whole career since I started making music, I've always been so adamant in putting out so many projects, I think, like even subconsciously, because I was always thinking that same way where I was like, it goes back to when I was in high school and I realized that's what I wanted to do. And my pops was like, are you going to go to college? And I was like, I'll try it. I didn't like it. He said, well, you got to get a job unless you got a backup plan. And I didn't have no backup plan. My backup plan was I want to be a rapper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I would just do it. So I was always, all those years, even the drugs and all the alcohol abuse and all that shit back in the day, which I do regret some of that stuff, obviously, but the content that I was able to put out with Chad Arms TV and just the music, I feel like that's, you know, I mean, I don't regret any of that.
Yeah. The character you created through your adolescent years has built the character that gives us the content that you give us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's literally molded you into Chad Arms and everything you love and indulge with that camera and present it to the world, bro. Like, we're lucky that you became that person. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Definitely. Because you go back and look at some of this stuff, man, it's like, damn, I miss bro.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, you know what
I
mean? Bro.
Like, damn, I remember that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, and capturing times is like shit. Yeah.
But at least you captured them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm mad that I lost that computer that had footage on it that didn't get edited and put out. Like, other just, you know, live footage, Day in the Life videos. There was some jelly stuff that got deleted that was Day in the Life shit from back in the day. But, I mean, it is what it is. But we're still able to have the memories that we got, you know what I mean, on there, and now we're just creating new ones every day. So, you know, 10 years, it's going.
I can't wait to create one July 28th live.
Yeah. 10 years from now, we're liable to look back at this episode randomly when we're sitting in hopefully a really nice office somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Corporate level, like, success from what we're doing. Or something, you know what I mean?
Keep applying this pressure. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on.
In 2033, when we're looking at episode 178, exactly, if I got some shit to say, we're going to be like, look at how we looked. We looked, bro.
Literally. It's like a – it's not like if we keep – bro, we're going to. So it's like when this works.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
I just hope there's a lot of time left on the back end of that.
Yeah,
follow me?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
So, no time to waste.
Yeah.
We're going to keep working. Show and Prove is going to continuously be a problem as long as we're breathing.
Lead it.
So much new content coming, as always. We got tons of dope guests coming down. Mm-hmm. We got tons of Chad Arms TV interviews are ramping back up.
Yep.
All while O&E is continuously putting out bangers. Leroy's shit's coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chad Arms literally sent me two of my brand new favorite Chad Arms records, one in particular. Jesus, I can't wait for y'all to hear this record.
Yeah.
And we're approaching our 200th episode. We just announced our 200th episode, our first live event.
Yeah.
Tickets available below. Tap the fuck in. Fun. They gonna fucking go, dude. We're far enough out. July 28th. Mark your calendars. Tap the links. Get your tickets now. Let's get out of here. Let's get back to work. Are we done with this? Can we get back to doing something else?
Yeah, no time to waste, bro.
Yeah, no time to waste. Maybe we should just call that.
We'll call the episode out. No time to waste.
Man. I fucking love you guys.
I love you too, bro.
No homo shit, but I love y'all, and I really, like, on some serious shit, I really appreciate y'all. I'm so glad that we're able to announce this type of shit.
Yeah, man.
I wish Leroy was here today.
Yeah.
In reality, he's only here because we were supposed to have a guest, multiple guests, in one visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell through.
So he stayed back, yeah.
But Leroy purposely is not here today because he did not think we all would be able, and we would not all be in the shot at one time. It would be one of these episodes where we're kind of alternating a little bit,
right,
to each have time with the guests.
Yeah.
But shout out Leroy. I love him too. And I can't wait to get to this live taping, man, but I can't wait. Fuck. I can't wait for what day is it? Friday. I can't wait for Monday's episode. We're always working, man. Y'all know how we do.
Man. Y'all see what we've been doing.
Right. We need new merch. We need to get some merch together for this show too.
We will.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah. So be ready for that merch drop coming soon. Don't know when, but it's coming.
So, real quick, right there. Two things, man. The ONE TV YouTube page.
Absolutely.
It's about to go crazy.
Also, link in the description. Y'all go subscribe to one.
Also, yes. June 10th, man. What's the name of that? What's the name of that joint, man?
Y'all are in Kentucky.
Oh, Wire for Good.
Yeah. Wire for Good. We had the festival up there, man. For the St. Jude's Hospital, man.
Yeah,
raise money for St. Jude's.
What's dope about that event is that Leroy Biggs, O-N-E, mm-hmm. and Chad Arms are all booked for that event. They will all three be performing live at this event he's mentioning right now.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Hell, we'll put the flyer on the screen. Make sure I get the flyer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's a dope event for a dope cause. Yeah, fully support that. I'm trying to make that trip just as a fan. Yeah. But we'll see how that goes.
Man, come on through. We're gonna have fun.
Fun. It's gonna be fun, man.
Yeah, man. No time to waste. Back to it, man. Show and prove, be the team. Y'all already know what the fuck it is.
Let's go.
We need tattoos, boys.
Tattoos, baby.
Hey, it's about time for me to get hit up again anyway.
Right? I'm ready, dude. Ink therapy.
Yeah.
Y'all know what it is. Show and prove, be the team. O-N-E, Chad Arms TV, Squint615. It's ChadArmsTV.com. I got some shit to say.com. No time to waste. Let's go.
Yo.
Bow.
Bitch, we got views.